New Rhoda St. Libertus Church. The St. Libertus Church has a remarkable spire. The clock tower has a round clock on four sides, and above each of the faces is a semicircular curvature, not something you see often. This church was built between 1875 and 1879. The foundation is still in sandstone, a remnant of the church that originally stood there in the Middle Ages.
If you have a brother or sister who has cancer, this video is for you. If there is anything you aren't sure about, ask a grown-up to help you. Meet Tom and Jess. They live at home with their mum, dad, and little brother Ben. Tom loves playing football, and Jess is good at drawing pictures. One day, Tom and Jess came home from school, and Dad says Ben is poorly and has gone with Mum to stay at the hospital. "Can we go and see him?" asks Jess. So they all go. Ben is very quiet and wants Mum to cuddle him all the time.
The watermill was important for the economy, which meant a lot of traffic. On the old road between Louvre and Diest is the only brick-built bridge over the Mill Brook, and here we find the tavern De Drie Haringe. This was a famous stopping point for the truckers of the time. In other words, the hauliers had to navigate the boggy land of the intersection. They would often get stuck, so that the innkeeper had to come and help them with extra horses. And of course, that's thirsty work. However, if you also get thirsty there, you're out of luck. The tavern completely collapsed at the end of the 1970s due to improper restoration work.